this week's meeting at the Port Commission was far from typical. Last month, the Port of Seattle chose a new taxi company to serve SeaTac Airport. Eastside for Hire won that exclusive contract. But at Tuesday's meeting, drivers and union members pushed back. KUOW's economy reporter Carolyn Adolph was there, and she joins me now. So, Carolyn, what happened?
Well, could you get a seat in this room? This room was full of people, and it wasn't only drivers. It was also a lot of union members and union leaders. Lots of signs, every seat full, and the whole back row full, you know, standing room only. So they were there because this contract's so important.
Give us a little bit of background on this. There was a protest 5 years ago, right, about Yellow Cab and Steeta?
Well, that's right. I mean, Steeta had the contract 5 years ago. And of course, drivers were upset when they learned that that contract was going away and a new contract was being formed with Yellow Cab. Basically, what the drivers said that they learned, though, is that what they needed to do was go to Yellow Cab, and a lot of them did migrate there. So imagine, you've got the same essential core of drivers, mm-hmm. many of them immigrants from around the world, who basically just switched companies. It's the same guys as ever, basically running the SeaTac business.
But this time it's a little different now, right?
Yes, it is different, because in the spring, there was a big change, and Uber and Lyft were given the right to also pick up people at SeaTac Airport, and that has changed things. Now, what I want you to understand is that there's a difference this time around as well, because the new place, this Eastside for Hire, is not a union shop. It's a sort of an owner-operator deal. So now you've got unionized people going to an ununionized shop. And that's why the labor union leaders were there, including the head of the MLK Labor Council, Nicole Grant.
We are so worried, as the unions that make our airport experience great, that we're going to lose those jobs. We are worried about union busting. That's what we call it when union jobs go away.
All right, so that's what the union side was saying. What are the drivers saying?
One driver said it really beautifully simplest. He said, when the elephants fight, the grass gets hurt.
Love that. Okay, elephants fight, grass gets hurt. What does that mean exactly for the drivers?
Well, the drivers feel like they're the grass. And the elephants are all the businesses, a growing number now when you start to think about Uber and Lyft, who now have access to the airport, that they're all these big elephants are fighting over a lucrative business. And what they fight over is cost. And that ends up affecting the little guy, the guy at the bottom who has to actually drive the cab, get the business, and hand over some money for the privilege of doing so. The airport taxi drivers have been fearing for their incomes already. And then there came this big reveal that Eastside for Hire's contract could deliver up to $36 million in profit for the port, which sounds to them like about double what Yellow was delivering. And they think that means they're going to have to pay double.
And what impact is that going to have on them? Obviously, paying double, that's going to be a significant chunk, in their opinion.
So here's Salah Muhammad, who says in the past he has worked for a union, but now he's just a very concerned driver.
The problem we have is $18 million what we're dealing with now, and we are already struggling about that. $36 million is on the table now. How will we make money? We have no problem if somebody wins the contract. Absolutely, we have no problem. But what we have a problem is for you guys now, when you gave the RFP before Uber came in, and then Uber came and you have no idea what the effect will be.
That RFP that Mr. Muhammad was referring to there in that cut is?
Oh, that's the request for proposals. This is the five or so cab companies that put in a bid for this lucrative airport contract. And of course, with the winner being Eastside for Hire. And he's saying is that the companies didn't know what the effect of having Uber and Lyft at the airport was going to do to their business. But now they do. The numbers are not good. It looks like there's a sort of a decline in all of their businesses, and it seems to be gathering a little bit of speed with each passing month.
So a lot of concerned drivers in that room, a different nuanced interpretations of what the issue is. The port commissioners are sitting there. You're looking at them. What's their reaction to all of this?
Well, they all had the same look on their faces after person sort of came up and gave them a talking to. But the business side of the port after the meeting, you know, they sent somebody over to talk to me, and they said, look, the port gave taxi companies a chance to revise their bids right after Uber and Lyft came in so that they could adjust. And nobody did this. And so now the drivers are mad, but hey, they got their chance. There's also something important to point out here. The port did have trouble with Yellow Cab in its contract. The auditors found that Yellow failed to honor everything in that deal, and it cost the port valuable income. But now the commission is a different animal. This is the public face of the port. This is the one that has a duty to hear and respect, you know, take in mm-hmm. what people are saying to them. And finally, Commissioner Stephanie Bowman just let people have it.
The only thing that I know for certain is that this entire industry is in chaos. It's been clear to me for the last 18 months, the drivers are the ones that end up getting hurt in all of this. And that, quite frankly, is my number one concern, is that the drivers are making a livable wage. So I'm going to direct the staff one more time, and I'm frustrated because I've asked for this for several months. Find a new way to do ground transportation.
And the taxi industry, of course, is being disrupted greatly, not mm-hmm. just here, but across the country. This is the situation we're with now in Seattle. What happens next?
Well, I guess we're going to see what becomes of that request that she made to staff to look at this. But we'll see if anything comes along to actually interfere with that.
That was KUOW's economy reporter, Carolyn Adolph.